listening to the Modern Horrors Podcast Network.
Today's episode of Final Girls Horrorcast is brought to you by Mikey H., Chickopedia, and Watch for Zombies.
Hey there, my lovelies, and thanks for joining us on the 303rd episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
And it's our anniversary today. Welcome. Huzzah. To our 7th anniversary special of Final Girls Horrorcast. It's a very special, special, special day where we drink champagne and pay our respects to the films that we've discussed in the last year by way of providing an award ceremony to our most beloved and least
and
beloved. And other films that we've discussed in the last year. Please feel free to follow along with us. If you have a Letterboxd account, you can find me on there. My account is awiki, A-W-I-K-I, and I have a 7th anniversary list there where I have kind of a listing of all the awards we're going to discuss, and you can select your winners, and feel free to play along. Find us on social media. Let us know your picks. We love to hear from you.
Love to hear it.
Yeah. After our awards, we have some questions that were submitted to by our lovely listeners today on very short notice. We have quite a few questions for such very short notice. So thank you for that. And we'll be answering some of your questions and just drinking champagne and having a good time. Cheers, Carly.
Cheers to you.
Going in on our 8th year of this show.
Can you even believe?
No, I cannot.
Same.
I think
good
back
for us.
To when we started and where we are now and how very different it is. But the show
really
kind of remains the same. The show hasn't changed very much.
No, except for that first year. But then we found our like footing and then we stuck with it.
Really? I thought like our first year we tried a lot harder than we did in any subsequent year.
I don't know. I think you might have. I've always just
gone
with it. Yeah, I
think that sounds right.
You know?
That sounds right. All right, well,
I can't. Oh. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
You can't. You can't put effort into it?
No, I just can't like break it down scene by scene, you know, like how we kind of did at the beginning.
Yeah, we've never been great at that. It's fine.
I get
people
distracted.
People still listen to us for some reason. And
I'm
we
like,
love,
shiny
we love
things.
The people that do.
Yeah, I jump to the end a lot.
That's okay. Sometimes the end is the only part that's exciting to talk about.
It's true.
It happens.
It does.
All right, so basically we're going to go through the list of awards and we're going to nominate what we think is going to win, and then based on discussion, we will pick a winner.
Great.
Okay. I picked lots of movies for mine and have not picked a winner. Carly has only picked a winner, so it'll be fun.
But I'll still be able to speak to, because I have a lot of thoughts on a lot of the movies.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I just was like, I have to pick one.
I'm not even sure how you could pick one of our first award. Which is the most fun film we've discussed.
This was
in the
easy
last year.
For me.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It was Rec 3 for me.
Really? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I loved that movie. I thought it was so fun and I loved talking about it. So that was an easy one for me.
Wow. Well, Rec 3 is definitely on my list too because it was a blast. Other films on my most fun list are The Thing, John Carpenter, Barbarian, of course, Smile, also very fun, Rogue, and The Meg.
Yes, also. All of those are a blast.
Yeah.
But yeah, I stick with Rec 3.
Yeah, I mean, the only one I want to kind of like push is a barbarian. Because
the only... Okay, I see it. It's definitely barbarians definitely made my list, I think, in other ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely did. I just think from front to back, like, we got swords. We got, like, crazy zombie situations. We got chainsaws. Like, yeah. There's just so much. Like, there's fun stuff about Barbarian 100%, but it's more towards the end of the film, whereas the front really starts off scary. I just feel like Rec 3 was redonk all the way through.
I hear you. What about the Meg?
The Meg is just a blasty blast. If that wins, I won't be bummed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. Rec 3 is definitely on my list, and I'm happy to award Rec 3 in any way, shape, or form, because I feel like not a lot of people have seen it, and it's like, what are you doing? Absolutely watch that. So
it deserves to be seen.
I agree. I'm with you. I'm happy to give that to Rec 3. I'm not going to fight you on it. Okay. Going on the books as the most fun of our seventh season, Rec 3.
Love it.
And if you haven't checked out Rec 3, we weren't joking when we said it's great.
It's so good.
It's an award winner. It's an award winning film.
It is award winning.
We're going to add that to its IMDb list of awards.
Love it.
Okay. What's the next one we got, Carly?
The strangest film.
Quite a few
of
those.
This one I had a hard time narrowing down.
Okay. Here's what I have.
Mm-hmm.
Possession.
That's mine too. Yep.
Blood Rage.
Mm-hmm.
Phantom of the Mall, Eric's Revenge.
Yeah.
And Butcher, Baker, Nightmare Maker.
Yes. Yeah. I could also argue The Pit.
Sure. 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 Yeah. I don't really know that I would put The Pit in there, but it is weird, but I think it's more bad than weird.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Let's not confuse strangest film for worst film.
That's fair. Although with the exception of Possession, it could, you know, it feels like the same.
I mean, I do think it has to be Possession. Because
Possession was on my list.
There's just nothing weirder than it. But the runners-up are still very strange films.
Very, and they're strong contenders.
Yeah, they are, but not as strong as Possession.
Yeah, Possession, I support that. That
I am still a little freaked out about the weirdness of that movie. All right. Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.
To Possession.
To Possession. Dink.
All right, next up we have the creepiest villain of all the films that we've watched, which is kind of interesting because as I was going through, I'm like, there's not that many, like, legit villains.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, we did the Saw series, so, like, Jigsaw would be one, I guess, you know, but I didn't even, like, feel like, I didn't think Jigsaw was creepy enough to get that award.
I agree. Mine is hard.
Yeah.
Because I chose the barbarian.
Yeah.
But like they're just creepy. She's just really creepy. But I don't think she would see herself as a villain.
I wouldn't say she's a villain. She is a victim of circumstance.
100%. Yeah. And I also had Candyman. Because
Candyman is my number one. Candyman is what I
fuck.
He is still to this day.
I'm terrified.
I am too. So
okay,
Candyman is.
Yeah, I'm
that settles that. Okay, that's not even really a contest for me. I had the same. I was Barbarian terrifying. And Candyman only, but Candyman really. Candyman's the one that I wouldn't want to be near. I feel like you can handle Barbarian. You can you know get out of that situation. Mm-hmm. In a way, you know,
you
can survive. Yeah, you can lean into a barbarian kidnapping. If Candyman takes you, you're done. You're done.
You're fucked. Yeah.
It's over for you. And even if it's not over for you, you're going to wish it was.
It's
you
true.
Know, he's going to make your life awful.
Get me out of here.
Yeah. For sure. Okay. Next up is Creepiest Child, and I feel like we didn't have too many kids this year in movies. So it's slim pickings.
It's true. Mine's probably a little controversial, so we'll probably have to go off of one of yours.
I want to hear it.
The main girl from Megan, not Megan, but the lead little girl in Megan.
Really?
Yeah. Apologies, but
okay.
I mean, when she's like best friends Megan, with Megan, it's creepy. Like, it you is. Know what I mean? So,
but she is also a victim of circumstance, and I wouldn't. Know. I don't think that's her fault.
It's not, but no. Never being. I feel like being the creepiest child is never your fault, really. You know,
sometimes it is.
I mean,
I think I have it with the kid from the pit.
Yeah. I mean, look at that. I didn't even remember really him from the pit, but the image on the thing is like enough.
Oh no, he's a mess. He's a nightmare.
Give it to him. He deserves it. The award is the teddy bear.
Right? Just talking to a fucking teddy bear. No, no, no. Creepy kid throwing people in wheelchairs into a pit. Goodbye.
Yep. Goodbye. See ya.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Okay. Okay. Next up is the Snooze Award. So it's the most boring film, not to be confused with the most forgettable. They are different things, sometimes synonymous, but usually different things.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I actually do have two for this one.
Sometimes a movie can be so boring that it is not forgettable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes a movie is just like you watched it and then you forgot about it instantly.
Yeah, there's a few of those.
There is a few of those
this year.
Yeah.
So what were yours?
My Snooze Award, there's only two. The Offering and Below.
Okay. I can see that.
I don't remember The Offering, really. So I think that's probably more forgettable. I think Below is just... Please don't make me watch that again. You know?
Below was really boring. I also, Wendell and Wild was really boring for me.
That's fair.
And honestly, Don't Worry, Darling was another one that was
a little boring, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But we both had Below, so I'm okay to go with that.
Okay.
Because it really was very boring.
Don't bother. Like, way to have an exciting premise and totally blow it.
But, get it? Yeah, just below botch it. Yeah. Below it.
Below it.
Don't below it, okay? Thank y'all.
Okay, bye.
Oh, man.
Next up.
Edge of Your Seat Award. Most exciting. Right. What you got? What you got?
I mean... Barbarian.
Absolutely.
Wreck 3.
Absolutely.
The Meg, of course.
Yes.
And coming up in the rear with Watcher.
Oh, look at you. I wasn't expecting that.
No, and I think a lot of people wouldn't think Watcher is edge of your seat, but it kind of is.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it for sure. Barbarian, yes. The Meg, yes. And for me, my surprise is The Menu.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
was
see
like,
that.
Where the fuck are we going?
Where is
here?
This going? But, yeah. 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 I can totally see that.
Yeah. And I like, totally what's going to happen that. Next? Because everything that's been going on has been very stressful.
I accept that nomination for sure.
Thank you.
It's a hard one.
This is a hard one. Cast your ballots. Just kidding. There's only two.
I don't want to fight for Barbarian.
Okay.
I don't feel is necessary because it is most exciting. But I kind of agree with where you're coming from, where the beginning is more scary than exciting.
Yes.
Wreck 3 is pretty much exciting from the get-go.
It is. It starts with a bang and ends with a bang.
The Watcher builds. It's not like exciting throughout, but I feel
it's
the
slow burn.
But the excitement builds to a very high level. It's like I don't know. Oh, yeah, By the end of that movie, I'm like jumping out of my seat. I'm like into it.
Totally.
And the Meg is just all over the place with excitement.
It's just so fun. I love the Meg.
But I can also get behind the menu because I am constantly like wondering where this is going. You know, there's not a lot of action happening until like the end. But I think that I could get behind, like, I'm on the edge of my seat trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, you're trying to put the pieces together.
Yeah. Hmm.
This is tough.
It is tough. I feel like I would like to push for the Meg, and I would be willing to consider the menu.
I'm okay with the Meg.
I think it really is the most exciting. It's the most action-y film.
It totally is. I support that.
And there's a lot of like, is someone about to get eaten by a motherfucking shark? You know?
Yeah, you can't get more exciting than like only being able to see people's heads bobbing out of water and maybe there's a huge shark underneath them.
Yeah, I think we have to give it to the Meg for sure.
I support it. I love it. I love
that. Action films are action horror films are typically take that one. It's
true.
It goes.
That's true.
All right. And what's next?
The biggest thirst trap.
Oh.
This was easy for me. I just gave it to the cast of The Invitation.
No! Wait, the whole cast?
Well, our two main characters, really.
Accepted. 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 I mean, I specifically had Thomas Doherty, but you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
She's a babe.
She is. Yeah. So just the invitation in general. That's really the best part about that movie.
Oh my god, beautiful.
How beautiful everyone is.
It's true. It's true. I'm glad we agree.
I mean, that movie's fantastic.
It is.
And it's also awful. And I would rewatch it a billion times. Oh, I love it.
It's like
so
Twilight.
Much.
Give me more.
I hated the end, but like
same.
In general, it's a fantastic
The ride
movie.
Was fun.
It's
you know?
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's sexy. Let's just
it's
be
so
honest.
It's sexy.
It's a sexy movie.
Hell yeah.
What are you going to do? Cheers to Thomas Doherty. Thank you, Thomas Doherty.
Bing.
And yes to the rest of the cast for sure. I mean, I also had Harry Styles on there just because he's Harry Styles.
He's beautiful.
He
doesn't need a category. You know?
But I'm just saying, honorable mention. Honorable mention.
Very honorable mention.
It would have gone that direction had we not covered The Invitation.
It's true.
I remember last year we did this live and we had people like chatting with us while we were recording, which was a blast, by the way. We should totally do that again. We did not have enough time to like get that going this year, but they were fighting. It got heated in the comments section. They were not happy with our choices.
We were like, oh my God. We were like, I didn't even think about that person, but sorry, it's this person.
Yeah. I just remember that's a heated one. That's a heated one. But I kind of feel like most people would understand.
I stand by this one.
Yeah. Okay, next up is our final human. This used to be Final Girl, and then we also had Final Boy, and then it got too confusing. So now it's just Final Human. You know, whoever remains in the film, it's not just women anymore.
It's the Meg. Just kidding.
The Meg is your final human. It's not a human. Yeah.
I know. Isn't it a bummer?
Yeah.
It could have been a final girl and then it would have been the Meg.
Yeah.
Just
that's
kidding.
True.
Micah Monroe is my final human.
Okay. Okay. From Watcher.
Yes. Excuse me.
I would also like to submit Anya Taylor-Joy from The Menu because that's a pretty good final performance.
I agree.
They're both killing it. The end of both of those movies is really great, and they're both killing it at the end of the film.
Yes.
So
the end is fantastic. But if I'm going with the final scene of the final movie, it's The Watcher for me all the way.
I think so. I think she's she's an island at the end of that film, and she really just comes out the other end in a very gruesome and wonderful way. And so I'm with you on that. Okay,
but
Julia.
I will give honorable mention to Anya Taylor-Joy for making me always want a burger when I watch the menu.
For sure. I feel like
100% of the time.
You need a nice juicy cheeseburger.
It's true. With fries, please.
Oh, absolutely. You need fries.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Carly.
The Keep You Up at Night.
Oh my God. We had a couple like creepy ones.
We
this year.
Do. For me, OG Candyman.
Mm.
Really just, I think it's because it scared the shit out of me since the 90s.
Okay. I mean, it is scary.
It's been consistent.
It is.
Honorable mention to Ganjam Haunted Asylum.
Yeah, that's mine. Also Barbarian. And I also honorable mention to Satan Slaves 2, which has its moments. It's not a great film, but it has its moments.
That's why it's an honorable mention.
Yeah. I might fight you for Ganjam Haunted Asylum.
You know what? You know I'm not a fighter.
It's pretty fucking creepy.
It is. It's really creepy and also really well done. And it hasn't gotten on the board yet, so I'm all for it.
I think if I'm like trying to close my eyes at night and something's going to keep me up, it's going to be Ganjam Haunted Asylum and not Candyman. But I think it's just Candyman has been around longer. You know, I'm desensitized to dreaming about a scary Candyman.
I can't see a bee without thinking of Candyman and that freaking hook. Sheesh.
I mean, he's creepy for sure, but we already gave him villain, and I think that Ganjam Haunted Asylum has the fear locked up.
I agree. Here you go, Ganjam. Welcome. Welcome to the board.
They deserve an award. They deserve a win.
They do.
For sure.
They do.
All right, next up is the Pea Soup Award, which is our grossest film. Pea Soup, of course, from Exorcist.
Yeah, this was hard for me because I don't remember a lot of those moments from these movies. So I kind of just was like one of the Saws. And then I thought of Saw 2 with the needles, and that always grosses me out, but not in the way that like Pea Soup would gross me out. You know? Do you know what I mean?
Sure. Sure, 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 sure. It gives you the ick, for sure.
Oh, really, but like every time I even think about it, I'm cringe. I'm like, cringing right now. Hate it in a good way.
Yeah.
So what are yours?
I have The Thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have Saw, but just like in general, I don't really know which one, but they're all kind of gross. And then I have Barbarian, because Barbarian is pretty fucking gross.
Barbarian's so gross. I'm okay. Yes. Barbarian. I'm going to choose Barbarian.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Barbarian. It's pretty fucking nasty.
Ugh. I can't.
It goes there.
Oh, it totally goes there. I want to watch it tonight.
You should. Nothing's stopping you.
Nothing is going to stop me.
Okay. There is this fruit fly that is just driving me fucking bonkers. Get away from my champagne, you bitch.
Here. Oh, yeah. Do not touch the champagne, you bitch.
I'm pouring more, by the way.
Good
Number
for you.
Number 2. Cheers. Oh, can you hear that? You're not going to be able to hear it because I'm going to clear out the audio, but it sounds lovely. All right, what's next up?
Our underrated award.
Rec 3.
100%. Rec 3, Ganjam Haunted Asylum.
Yep. I also threw in Incantation.
I also threw in The Invitation, so.
I can get behind that.
Because I really do think that
I'm tempted
even by
to pick
us,
it. I'm even tempted to pick it because I fucking love
I feel like because it was named poorly, it got a really like bad turnout.
It has a terrible ending. But
it does.
By God, the 90% of that movie is gold.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
But I don't know that men would appreciate it as much as I do.
I feel like everyone that I know that has seen it has the same consensus of, you know, it's not that bad.
It's very romantical until the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where she just ruins everything. I mean, she had a good deal going. That could have just been a straight up romance.
You know? Why did we have to make this horror? That's all I'm going to say.
Film that should have most not been horror. The Invitation.
The Invitation. Should have been a beautiful love story about finding love on the internet, even when you're 100 years old.
From an ancestry site.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I also think Rec 3 is just... Do you hear anyone underrated. Except us talk about Rec 3? I have Never. Not heard a human. Like, Ganjam Haunted Asylum to us is underrated because no one in our circle talks about it. Yeah. But Garrett, but it does have a very cult following online. So, like,
it's true. I honestly, it's me, you, and then my friend that I watch this with, who actually is Watch for Zombies, who is one of our Patreons for this episode. Mm. We all are on the Rec train, the Rec 3 train.
It is. I don't think, because I think Incantation and Ganjam, and even The Invitation to a point, because I know some of my romance novel girlies love that movie.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
So, I will say, I would say it has to be Rec 3, because I literally don't hear anyone talk about that but us.
Same. Put it on there.
It has to be. I'm sorry. It has awarded. To be. Because who... Listeners, have you seen it? Has anyone seen... No one has seen this movie but us.
And you're missing out.
And nobody wants to see it because the poster looks stupid. We already saw Wreck.
I'm going
to
say...
But Sponge I'm telling John. You.
Check it out.
Sponge John is my favorite. I wish he made it to the end, spoiler alert, because he'd be my final boy.
Oh my God, same. Same.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sorry, spoiler, he doesn't make it.
You already know going in. His name is Sponge John.
It's true. Couldn't afford the real thing.
No.
All right, last up, before we get into questions. Most
forgettable.
Forgettable.
For me, it was the apology, because I could not tell you one thing that movie is about.
Oh, I remember that one.
I don't remember.
Do you remember
it
The
all.
Offering?
Yes, but only all? Because I read the IMDb summary.
I remember the end of The Apology, and I remember parts of it, and that's the one with Janine Garofalo.
With Skyler and Skyler from Breaking Bad. That's the only thing I remember about it. You even just said Janine Garofalo's in it, and I still have no idea what it's about.
She's but the neighbor. I'm
also okay with The Offering.
Here's a question. Tell me the plot of Rec 4.
I don't know. They're on a boat, motherfucker. Don't you ever forget. That's it. That's all I have.
They're on a boat?
Yeah.
I cannot pick it. I don't know. I don't remember any of it. I remember
they're
zero
on a boat.
Of it.
That's all
I
know.
Oh, okay. 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 It's coming back to me.
I don't really remember the difference between Rec 2 and Rec 1, to be honest, except for I think at the end of Rec 2, we get into the magic. Or the religious aspect of it.
Yeah, that's when the kids go into film and, like, they go in through the manhole and then there's, like, the police are there. Yeah. With, like, the priest or whatever. Sure. It might as well just be the first wreck. I mean, I don't know any different.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick a favorite wreck, it's not either of them. It's Wreck 3. 100%.
Oh,
hands
yeah.
down. All right.
So basically what I'm saying is I'm okay with The Offering.
Yeah, I don't... What is The Offering about? Is that the one where there's like a thing on the floor in the house? That's all I remember about it.
I just remember it's like the Jewish horror.
Mm. Yeah, it's got to be The Offering. I remember nothing.
That's fine.
The Offering it is. I remember being indifferent to it also. So there you go. Sorry, The Offering.
It's like the one, I don't even think we thought it was bad, to be honest. Like, they're in the house. There's like, they're going to lose the house. There's a morgue involved. It's like Jews with the morgue.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, there's like a whole showdown with the spirits in the house. And there's
it's the epitome of it's fine and very forgettable.
Yes. Yes.
It's the perfect selection for that category.
Correct. Correct.
Sorry, but it's true.
You're good. All right.
So we're going to go through our top five, bottom five. I have them in no particular order.
Samesies.
Should we do top or bottom? Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to leave on a bad note.
No, of course not. All right. You list one and I list one.
Okay. Saw six.
Is that the same as Saw the Final Chapter? Because that's what I have.
I don't know.
Okay.
Is it?
I have no idea. Here, hang on.
Saw the Final Chapter is not the same as Saw 6.
Oh, okay. Well, mine is Saw 6. And the only reason I know that is because I made a ranking when we did Saw, because I don't remember them at all. So, in fact, Saw should be most forgettable. Let's start with Spiral, because fuck that movie.
Yeah, I have that on my list, too. That's actually my next one, so... That was
we both hated Spiral.
Yes,
sorry,
we
Chris
did.
Rock. But that's not on mine. Next up is The Pit for me.
I have that on my list also.
Okay,
and then I also have Wreck Apocalypse.
Okay. Below.
Neon Maniacs.
Wendell and Wild.
I'm out already.
And The Offering for me.
But I agree with Wendell and Wilds.
Yeah, I mean, I want to like it. The animation's great. But it's just, what the fuck?
I don't know. I couldn't with it.
The writing is bad. The writing's really bad. The animation's very cool.
So. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, top five in no particular order.
Top five was really hard.
There were a lot of good movies this year.
I feel like even some of my faves got left off because I tried to, you know, pick the top five. But there's a lot of movies we did this year that I really liked.
I feel like mine is missing something, but I can't.
I agree.
How to swap it out.
Okay, Watcher was on my list.
Same. I have that, too. Which we saw together, by the way. So nice.
We did. We did. We're so cute.
We are. I don't have Rec 3, but I feel like it's definitely in my top.
Yeah.
Six or seven.
Yeah. Same. Well, I mean, it's in my top five.
The Thing.
Nice. I actually didn't have that in my top five, even though it also belongs there.
Yeah.
The Menu was on my top five.
Yeah. Not in mine, but again, should be. It's up there. Barbarian.
Yep, that's on mine as well.
Okay.
And then my last one was Candyman.
Yeah, I feel like Candyman's not on my list, but I want it to be. Yeah. My last two are Gone Dream Haunted Asylum and Smile.
I wanted Smile somewhere in there. I just couldn't
place it. It's very wrong for me to put Smile above Candyman, but I just, you know, if you put a gun to my head and said you have to watch one of these two movies right now,
you're gonna pick Smile every time.
I would pick Smile, and it's not because it's better. It's not better. It's not better than Candyman. Not even a little bit.
No,
but I want to watch it more because I've seen.
I love that
because it's just kind of fun. Candyman's kind of depressing.
Candyman's very depressing.
Yeah, none of my movies. I think none of the movies on my top five are like super depressing.
I feel like all of my movies, except for Rec 3, are very depressing.
Well, here we go. All right. That's our ranking.
But I did have an honorable mention for Smile and The Meg, to be fair.
Yeah. So if you completely think we're way off or we didn't mention one of your favorite movies that we covered this year, please feel free to yell at us. Send us a message, whatever. You know what we didn't mention at all that probably should have been on there somewhere?
What?
New Year's Evil.
You know, it's the first movie that we did of the year, and I love that movie.
That movie
so
is wonderful.
Much.
That movie's wonderful. Honorable mention to New Year's
Evil. New Year's Evil. Yeah, we'll raise a glass to New Year's Evil.
Cheers to New Year's Evil.
Okay.
Also honorable mention to Rogue, because it didn't win any awards, but it was a good movie.
It's so good.
It was a fun one.
Yeah.
There was a lot of others we didn't even mention at all, and that's just because they're kind of falling in the middle there. And that probably means they're decent, you know, still worth watching.
Yeah, it's like they're fine.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Yeah. I feel like we should have put down Sphere somewhere, but I feel like Below took the place of Sphere every time.
It did.
On my list.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, we did some great movies this last year. So check out our, you know, the list on Amy's Letterboxd and find some new favorites and least favorites. You know,
I also wrote the listing of all the awards. So if you want to play and pick your own, feel free and send it over.
Send them our way. Okay. Yeah.
We're happy to chat about it. Sorry we weren't able to do something live this year. We'll be doing more live stuff coming up, though. I think we're working on some stuff.
We are. We have more big plans for this year.
We do. Season 8 of Final Girls, we're really going to be trying to push for more for you guys.
It's true.
So
yeah.
I know the last year or so, we've kind of fallen off a little bit. We've had a lot of personal stuff going on, to be fair.
We have.
So...
We've both been through the ringer.
Dude, for real. Honestly, the last 2 years have been rough. So,
yes.
But we both really want to prioritize it. So you'll be seeing more from us.
Yeah, keep your eye out.
Yes.
Just one of them, though.
Sorry. Yeah, you wouldn't want to use two eyes because you got to look where you're going and stuff, you know. Just the one.
Sorry. Yep. Okay. Please proceed.
Are you okay?
Drink some more.
Drink some more. See, this is the part of the show where we're drunk now, and now we have to try and answer questions. So
I apologize for anything that I say from here on out.
It's fine. Most of these aren't serious. I left the serious question for the end.
For last.
Should I start there instead?
Maybe.
Before we get too wild? Let's start
Maybe.
There.
Maybe. Okay. Because we don't want to end on a downer.
Yeah. We didn't. So I just posted on Instagram stories this morning, and then I posted on our like Facebook Final Girls group. It wasn't even on our Final Girls page on Facebook. So by the way, if you're not a member of our Facebook Final Girls group, you should, because we have fun there. But this is on Twitter or X or whatever the fuck we're calling it now. Who knows? We have a listener on there that talks to us. His name is Derek. And he sent us a very long, lovely message. I'm going to paraphrase it because it is long and I don't want to try to read something long when I'm in this state. But basically, he wants to know if hyper-focusing on race and gender in a horror movie can kind of ruin the experience in general. He doesn't mean it in the sense of in movies where that's a focal point, like Promising Young Woman or Candyman, which were his, the Candyman remake in his, those were his examples. But he means more like just hyper-focusing it on it for all films.
I think hyper-focus, like just in general, hyper-focusing on anything is distracting to whatever you're making. So I would say, yes, it could. If you're hyper-focusing on anything and it seems like that focus is more important than what the film is, it can be distracting, you know?
Sure.
If it doesn't feel like it's fitting. I mean, it's the same thing as like just casting someone wrong for the role. You know what I mean? Like you want to make I don't know. I'm like trying, like Kristen Stewart fit into this one thing, even though she is not right for the role at all, but you want that name. Like it doesn't make sense versus going with someone else who may be like an unknown. You know what I mean? Like anything like that, trying to fit something into a mold is just distracting to the audience.
I could agree with that. But I also think like just in doing this show for 7 years, you know, when we first started watching and talking about horror movies, we weren't paying attention to a lot of things. You know, I feel like doing this show has put us in practice of paying attention to things we probably normally wouldn't be paying attention to, or at least not be paying a lot of attention to. And so it is kind of like a practiced muscle to pay attention to certain things watching a film that may not feel natural to the typical moviegoer. You know, I feel like, you know, now it's second nature for me to pay attention to certain things in movies, whereas someone might find that a way to detract from their enjoyment of the film. In certain ways, I find it more enjoyable to pay attention to certain things, especially when it comes to race and gender interactions. I feel like it is a reflection of society and media in a way that nothing else is. So if you're paying attention to those types of things, it's not a bad thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think, I can see where he's coming from, but I don't, and hyper-focusing is one thing, but I think
that's the word that I'm focusing on here, because it's in it, is hyper-focusing. I think it's very important for us to be aware of those things and to make sure that, like, you know, certain stories need to be told a certain way with certain people. Like, and it's very important to see the diversity and to have, you know, a large range of people just experiencing, like, the human experience in your movies. But I think the key word for me in this particular question is hyper-focusing. And I think hyper-focusing on anything is not a good thing.
But don't you think that someone could view hyper-focusing, you know, someone else could view what someone else is doing as hyper-focusing, when in reality, what all that person's doing is viewing it from their lens. You know, like, we all have different experiences and we're all paying attention to different things. And, you know, your, a white cis man's experience watching a film is not going to be the same as a person of color or a woman or, you know, non-binary or any of those things. So,
you know, I totally understand.
If
I think
someone, and I'm just answering his question. I'm not going, I agree with what you're saying, but I just think that, you know, what he may view as hyper-focusing might not be hyper-focusing for someone else. So, you know, I feel like just do you, you know? But I don't
exactly. That's what I mean. Like, as a viewer, like, I don't want to hyper-focus on anything in particular. I just want to sit back and, like, enjoy the experience that's in front of me. It's not my job to, like, pick at certain things that creators are doing. You know what I mean? So yeah. I think that's kind of the idea.
Right. But I just think, like, maybe he's seeing something as, like, annoying or hyper-focusing, when in reality, it's just someone looking at the movie through their own lens. Do I think there are people that make a deal about certain things? Yeah, but I also think it's important to listen to each other about what we think is important 100%. When we're watching the films. So, like,
yes,
are there people that hyper-focus? Yeah. Are there people that are trying to be extra about it? Sure. But I think a lot of times it's just someone's, what's important to someone might not be important to you. And it's cool to just listen to those opinions and to see things in different light. Because in reality, even though it's a horror movie, it's still art. It's still a reflection of society. And it's still a reflection of media in our society. So it's very interesting and it can be fun to try to look at films in a different light. So I would just say, try not to make anything too heavy of it and try to listen to other people and see it from their point of view, because that's what makes the world a better place.
Yeah. Just, I think you should just watch these movies and things that you enjoy. If you don't think that you'd enjoy it, maybe skip it. But I think it's important to not be, like, too crazy judgmental or to go into something with a certain view. And I mean, this coming from someone who literally, we have a segment called Trailer Trash Talk where we judge trailers before we see the movie.
Yeah.
But, like, we still go into the movies. Yeah. We still go into the movies with an open mind and we still have fun with these things. And I think it's always interesting to see what people are doing and see the different points of view that we're given throughout the genre. And I think that's what's always been so amazing and fascinating and fun about horror movies is we've, I feel like this genre in particular has always kind of run the gamut on the human experience, which
for sure.
Finally, other genres are catching up with.
I agree. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's a great question, Derek, and I appreciate it. Thank you for asking.
Thank you.
All right, let's get into some goofy shit because I'm drinking.
Woo,
that's as eloquent I can be at this point in time.
I know. It's not like I have to drink some water before I answer this question.
I mean, I think I did okay. I didn't slur at all.
No, you killed it, girl.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you, my love. Okay. On Instagram, you want to read up our first question on Instagram?
Lucky JoJo asks, what's a lesser known recent horror movie that you think deserves more attention?
I mean, in reality, I would just like to say, this is like, when you're a horror fan, you're always looking for the lesser known horror movie that needs more attention. And I feel like in this day and age of social media, and, you know, once someone mentions it, it becomes a thing. I don't know why we're looking for that. I think it's just like everyone talks about the same movies and we're always looking for the next movie to pay attention to. So I love
this
question.
It's exciting to find a gem. You know,
honestly, I don't know. Recent-wise, you know, I don't know what recent means. Is that like the last 10 years or is it like last year? Because I don't know if it was last year. I'm big on like
I'll give you mine and then...
I'm big on finding gems from, like, the past, personally. But that's, like, more my thing. But, yeah, let's hear yours.
Mine, whenever I get asked this question, now, if we didn't talk about it enough, but Rec 3 is one of them.
Oh,
if you haven't, see it. And then Sputnik is my other one. Anybody asks me, what is a horror movie that doesn't get the recognition it deserves, it's Sputnik, 100%.
It's always, like, foreign. I feel like a lot of mine are foreign.
Mm-hmm. And not even to be snobby. It's just like, it's so good.
Sputnik is amazing.
Yeah.
Sputnik's fantastic. Okay. I'm going to shout some of mine out. Some of these are.
She had time
to prepare. It depends. I did. It depends on what circles you run in, because I feel like some of these are popular in certain circles, but not like as a whole. And some of these are not super new, but they're relatively new, like within the past, you know, 8 years or something. I'm old, so I don't know what recent means. I think recent for a teenager means something different for recent for a...
Give them to us.
For a year old. I coughed my age, so no one knows what it is. in case you're wondering what that was. Okay. So I have Terrified on here, which I feel like is starting to get some recognition. But I mean, it's still not enough. Sea Fever, which we did an episode on, I think last year, is
sea
phenomenal.
Fever was great. Yeah.
I'm going to throw in the Resolution, Spring, the Endless kind of universe in there. I feel like that should get some recognition if you haven't checked those out.
Yeah, Ganja Resolution and the Endless, 100,000, 10%. That's
yeah, I mean, Springs, you know, in the universe, it's not my favorite, but I appreciate it. Ganja Haunted Asylum, which we've discussed mm-hmm. today, is getting some recognition, but not everyone knows about it. And then some of these are older, but not super old, so I don't know. But The Awakening, I feel like, is a very underrated paranormal film that I like to mention. No one really talks about it, and I like it a lot. Honeymoon is another one that I feel like it's a good one. And Jugface, which I love Jugface, and no one talks about it. So there you go.
I think if you're like really into horror movies, you've seen this before, but I know a lot of people who are like casual horror watchers. I feel like if you've listened to us, like, it's not going to come as a surprise to anybody on here. But whenever I mention Hush, like, or Oculus, people haven't seen it, like, that aren't, you know, that are casual movies.
Hush is very underrated. I think it's, you know, I think since Mike Flanagan has been, I mean, Mick Flanagan has exploded in the past 5 years, mm-hmm. but like some of the stuff he did before then is just as wonderful. And I'm not sure how many people have seen those things. But yeah, Hush is definitely a very underrated slasher film.
Agreed. So yeah, great question. Thanks, Joe.
Yes. Okay, let's move on to our Facebook questions.
Okay. Tommy B asks, I'm thinking of going all slasher movies for this October. Any good suggestions outside the obvious ones?
See, Tommy B is a very knowledgeable horror listener. Like, he always suggests movies that I've never heard of. So it's going to be hard to suggest things to Tommy B that he hasn't seen, but I'm going to try.
Go for it.
I feel like maybe he just skipped some of these, but knows about them. I don't know. Here's what I got. I'm going to add Hush to that list because you just brought it up. But I think that's no one thinks to watch that when you're doing slashers. But it's got everything you want in a good slasher.
It really does.
Except for maybe a lot of gore. It's not particularly gory.
Ooh, that hammer to the hand? Are you kidding?
I mean, there are moments, but I'm just saying in terms of like cutting someone up and guts falling out, there's not a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to fire them off. Feel free to jump in and have comments.
I don't think I would name anything that he probably hasn't already
also
seen.
Some of these maybe not slashers, but like in the slasher realm.
Okay. Right?
Okay. Brain Scan from the 90s. Anyone? No? Luke Rodriguez likes that one. Video Game Comes to Life. Have you seen that?
Yes. I thought we did it on the show.
I don't think we have, but maybe we have. The Fun House. I don't feel like a lot of people talk about The Fun House, but I enjoy The Fun House.
That's a good one. Waxwork just released that score on vinyl.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So again, not unknown, but these are some of my favorites that people don't talk about as much. Deadly Friend, I think counts, and I love Deadly Friend.
It's so good.
Deep Red. Some Argento in there for you that's not great. Suspiria. And I think very creepy and very fun. Love Deep Red. What Us Final Girls Call Leatherface Goes to Town.
Oh, yes. Got it with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Hell
the
yeah.
New TCM.
And then play the game after.
Listen, if you're going to have Slashtober, I would recommend it.
There's Leatherface chopping up a bus.
It's like, okay, pretend he's not Leatherface and it's wonderful. Leatherface goes to town. Stage Fright Aquarius.
Fuck, that's a fun ass movie.
Dude, that movie I watched it recently. I introduced my friends to it and they loved it. And it's what's not to love.
So good.
And Terror Train. Okay. Underrated Jamie Lee Curtis slasher, Terror Train. Yeah. I love a good Terror Train. And there's magic. Who does love magic on a train?
Who doesn't love magic?
We got Halloween costumes, very October. We got magic. Who doesn't love magic? Jamie Lee Curtis and slasherific on a train. Fucking Terror
love
Train.
That.
Movie's I'm going to go. The I'm watching route that of, this October.
I'm going to go the route of you've probably seen this already, but I think you should watch it again because it's fun.
Yeah.
That's my angle.
Right.
So I'm going to go with Slumber Party Massacre.
Absolutely.
You can even do a double feature because.
With two.
Hell yeah. You know?
Yeah. Slumber Party Massacre 1 and 2.
Yes.
Don't forget
exactly.
The 2. Yeah.
It's, oh man, that driller killer. Amazing. I'm also going to maybe say House of the Devil. Get a little witchy in there.
Is it a slasher? It's not a slasher.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Fair. Keep going.
I might do the Strangers rewatch this October.
Because it's
genuinely never. Terrifying Mm-mm. to me.
I can't. Yeah. I will never sleep again.
I know. Can your next be a slasher?
Yes, Your Next is absolutely a slasher.
I'm going to go with Your Next. Those are my top picks.
I love those.
For your slasher watch.
I love those.
Thanks.
I think we should combine ours and have Slashtober. You know what I was thinking we could do? I'm going to have a Final Girls meeting in the middle of our podcast, which I think is always a great idea.
It is.
I was thinking we could make a calendar for October for our listeners of what they should watch in October.
I was actually going to do that for myself, so I think we should totally combine forces and do that.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
Also part of the final girls meeting in the middle of the episode. I've been talking about creating a Discord for all of us to just chat with. So I feel like it'd be fun to have like a channel within that channel about what we're all watching in October.
Oh, yeah. Are you guys into Discord? Let us know, because we're thinking of doing that and we probably will anyway.
It's true. It'll just be us and Tommy B and Charles.
Yeah. No, I think other people are into it.
I think so too.
Okay. So Justin Lohr gave us, I think, like a quiz. It's not a quiz, but this is a very Justin Lohr question on Facebook.
Can I see the quotes?
Yes, I want you to. Okay. What's your favorite line from a Spielberg movie, Carly? Here are your options.
Is it A what? Is it B, loading team, step away? Is it C, you got bit? Or is it D, the dog running down the spaceship ramp at the end of Close Encounters? It's not a line, but you get the point. You don't know what any of those are from. Yeah. See, you got bit?
It has to be you got bit.
From Poltergeist.
Poltergeist. You got bit is my favorite line of Poltergeist.
I think mine is a what? From Jaws.
I didn't know what that was, but I found it. I knew Loading Team Step Away was from Jurassic Park. And obviously Close Encounters. But Close Encounters is not my favorite movie. I'm just going to be honest. It's good. See, it's just not.
It's not in the same realm
as the other films for me.
Yeah. I like that honorable mention because it's like a theme in Spielberg films, because at the end of E.T., the dog like runs up the ramp also, but then he like has to come out. So, you know, Spielberg has a thing with dogs just being too good for this earth and wanting to go to space.
It's true, though. Mm-hmm. They are too good for this earth. A what from Jaws? Not something I ever registered for me. I asked Carly, I'm like, what is that from? And she's like, Jaws, obviously. And I was like, oh, okay. So I went and found the quote and I was like, oh, that is hilarious. And it's one of those things that didn't stick with me. But nothing sticks with me like, you got bit. With his crazy little kid teeth and his stupid haircut. I love it.
Thank you so much. Yeah. So good.
There you go. Okay, Charlie, send us 5 questions.
Let's go.
Okay. Quick. If it came down to it, between the two of you, who would be the final girl? Carly. Easy. Easy answer.
I think I would make it.
Yeah. It's definitely not me. I'm gonna make some dumb fucking decisions, or I'm just going to give up and give myself to the villain every time.
For me, it's luck. I think I just have pretty okay luck.
She has amazing luck. I'm glad we agree on this. I was afraid you were going to say me just to like be nice, but it's obviously not even you. I
feel like it's also like my toxic trait is just believing that I would survive in like any type of weird apocalyptic situation.
It's not your toxic trait. You're manifesting it, and that's why you always win. Carly has the craziest luck. She wins at everything. She's amazing. And she's got main character energy. She would absolutely win it. I, however, love making crazy decisions and then having anxiety attacks. So there's no way. I would just have a crisis, I think. I feel like I would die of an anxiety attack before the killer could even get to me. Like, I'm just not making it. I am not built for that kind of stress. You know,
yeah, I'm good in stressful situations. Yes. I have the breakdown when I'm like in a safe space. But like when stuff's happening, I'm like, let's go.
I'm the opposite. I will just shut down. I will just give up.
I would do my best to like keep you alive for as long as possible,
though. I really appreciate that. You're not going to be successful, but I appreciate that you have that love for me.
Of course. Of course. I'd always go back for you.
Okay, easy question. Definitely Carly. Number 2, in a Jaws kill count, do you count Pippet the dog?
Absolutely. He's the only one that counts.
See, I'm going to say no, because I don't think he actually died. I've never seen it happen. Close my eyes. It never happened.
I'm sorry. It happened and he counts.
It didn't. Why are we switching places right now?
Because it's traumatized me since I was a wee child.
Oh, no.
My dogs are not allowed to swim in the ocean.
Oh, no. Okay. Next up.
Number three. Was there ever an entire group of characters that made you root for the bad guy?
Oh.
Absolutely. Anytime there's an animal. Anytime the animal's the villain, I want the animal to win. Jurassic Park, I want the dinosaurs to win.
Fair.
I want the T-Rex to win. Jaws, take them all out.
I would also argue sequels to popular slashers in the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Especially things like Cabin Fever. Like, who wants those people to survive?
Yeah, like, let that bacteria win, you know?
Sleepaway Camp? Who's not rooting for Angela? I am.
Angela.
Spoiler alert, sorry. Yeah. I'm drinking. If you haven't seen Sleepaway Camp, why are you listening to this?
It's true. There's definitely been movies that we've talked about that I'm like, I just want the main character to kill everybody.
The Invitation.
Oh, yeah. Let Thomas Doherty win.
Yeah, I want him to win so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's next?
Number four. Is there a character you'd like to see redone as a female character instead of a male character?
Probably.
Yeah, but I'd probably say yes, but I can't think of anything immediately.
I'm going to be honest. I think it would be fun to have a slasher with like a really strong broad. You know, like I'm not talking about these like thoughtful, you know, women killers. I just want to see a Jason ass bitch.
Urban legend.
It's not. No.
Come on, Rebecca Gayheart. Sorry, spoilers.
I mean, maybe Jason's a bad example because in the first one, it is a woman.
It is. It's literally Mrs. Voorhees.
It's true. But I just think it would be fun to see a brooding woman and a man run away from her.
Yeah, I'm in.
A brooding woman in a mask stalking dudes in the forest. Just for fun. It's
almost
not like
barbarian.
It's not
She's
like
a brooding woman.
It's true. That's true. That's the closest we've gotten to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But honestly, do I need it? No. I feel like we are already going in the right direction, you know, mm-hmm. with having a little bit of a flip there.
I mean, like the alien, the badass one's a woman. The T-Rex is a woman. All the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park are female. Like, we got some good, strong female characters.
Yeah, Barbarian, like you said.
Barbarian.
The Loved Ones is one of my favorite female villains.
Loved Ones, so good.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like we're okay. But although I do think that would be fun to like... Or just like not, let's have some non-binary killers. Let's have some, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, let's get more.
I'm all for it. I'm all for not seeing uber feminine women being in horror movies. Because I feel like it's a lot of like really girly women or like dudes. Like there's not a lot of, you know, the spectrum there. And I think let's go ahead and do that.
That's one of my favorite things about Aliens, to be honest. Was it Ramirez? She was like such a badass.
That's true. That was cool.
Yeah.
So that's what I would like, personally.
I love it.
Let's throw them all in. Let's get more diversity. Not necessarily male, female. Let's get in that spectrum. Let's get in the nitty-gritty of that spectrum. That would be fun.
Hell yeah.
Because that's where we haven't really been too much yet. Okay. Who is the greatest intern the show has ever seen? Oh, Charlie. You are the only intern the show has ever seen. And you're, you know.
10 out of 10.
I mean, I need you to step up.
Oh. You can't make everyone happy, Charles.
What have you done for me lately? You know?
He wrote us 5 questions.
That's true. That was very helpful. Thank you, Charlie. The questions are great.
Oh, man. The questions Thank are you. Great. You're the best. We love you.
We love our listeners.
We do.
All right.
That was fun.
That was fun. I am sufficiently toasted. So.
Yeah. Should that. We tell everybody what we're watching next week?
Yes, that's absolutely a thing we should do. Do you remember?
I do. I do remember. I do remember what we're watching next week.
Just
so
checking.
Thank you for joining us for our 7th anniversary episode. We're really excited to start what we've been calling season 8. And we are starting with Infinity Pool from 2023, Brandon Cronenberg. And you can watch.
Oh my God,
Infinity
I'm so
Pool.
Drunk that I didn't even think that was the next one.
That's so funny.
Well, we are recording this out of order. Let me just say, we already recorded Infinity Pool.
She's letting that movie magic go.
I don't care. I. That's why I forgot, though. It's because we already recorded it. Sorry. But yes.
But you can find it streaming on Hulu. It's really obnoxious because there are commercials. So if you can.
No, it's only obnoxious if you have commercials on Hulu. But not everyone does.
That's what I'm saying. If
Just
you
shell out
can,
some cash, Carly.
If you are bothered by commercials, I suggest upgrading for this watch because you won't be able to get through it. It was hard. Anyway. That's it.
You're breaking my heart all over again.
And this time she's been drinking, so it hurts a little more.
Everything hurts. Just kidding. It feels great.
But yeah, join us next week, season 8, when we watch Infinity Pool on Hulu.
I'm glad you announced that and not me, because I was totally going to ruin it with the actual next episode we're recording. So there we go.
Yeah, don't do that. We already talked about that one.
You're right. I'm sorry.
This is okay. Going really well.
I'm gonna go now. Because I've ruined everything. Until next week when we're discussing Infinity Pool, which we haven't discussed yet at all. That's on Hulu. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly. Bye.
See, I feel like we were on different notes, but I think I was right that time.